On this episode, we're talking about the places we'd most like to eat at Walt Disney World, and a few places we wouldn't go back to. This is episode 151 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. And if you have not yet joined our Facebook group, go out and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to Jared and Jamie Lee on the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month, and we have our new series, CTM at the Movies. Diz Dudes is now graduated and is out on its very own feed, so go out wherever you listen to podcasts, search for the Diz Dudes, and subscribe. Want to make sure you don't miss any new shows, which come out every single Wednesday. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort vacation, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach her at M-P-I-L-G-R-I-M at themouseexperts.com. She will help get you all booked, get you ADRs, fast passes, answer any questions you have, and make the planning for your Walt Disney World or Disney cruise, Disneyland vacation that much easier and less stressful. So today's episode, this actually comes from listeners in Club 32, and I actually believe it was Melissa who asked, where are places we would like to eat that we have not eaten already?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to segue into some places that we potentially wouldn't go back to. So first, laying down the ground rules again. We got rules
where
now.
Where's rules coming from?
Because this is you can't live in a society without rules.
Okay.
Or a podcasting network without rules.
Okay.
Because I do want it to have some sort of like a semblance instead of just us just shouting off places we want to eat at. So okay. We're going to break it down to a couple different places. And these will be, we're going to each pick one of where we would like to eat at Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, Disney Springs. And then for resorts, we get to pick two just because there's so many. Okay. So again, these are places we have never eaten at, but we would like to sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And why we would like to.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start at Magic Kingdom. And what is your pick for where you'd like to eat at Magic Kingdom?
The Crystal Palace.
Why?
I don't know, because we haven't eaten there. And it's
that's
pretty.
That's all you've got. Who's there?
Isn't there...
poo.
Oh.
Yeah, so with your food, you get poo. Are you changing your mind yet?
No, but I bet the food's good.
Yeah, I've heard very hit or miss about this.
I'm sorry, have you been?
No, but I've heard very hit or miss about that. This is one of the places that from things that I've heard used to be much, much better. Not that it's bad, but the food and quality used to be better. I love the location of it. Mm-hmm. I bet it's gorgeous. You know, I mean, from the outside, it's gorgeous.
Yes.
The inside, I'm sure, is. We've never even gone inside. So I could see that. It's just, for me, we're just not big buffet people.
And no, I agree.
I'm definitely not big on the poo. Like, I just...
Why do you keep saying
I don't know, because Winnie the Pooh and seeing Piglet, like, I mean... And what meal would you eat there? Would you do breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Is he at everything?
I think they're at everything, yeah.
Probably either breakfast or lunch.
So would you eat bacon?
Yes.
Piglet's going to come around at some point.
Well.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to eat it before
That's a little weird. For me, I actually went with the Plaza. And I'll tell you why, because I've heard such amazing things about their fried green tomato sandwich.
Oh.
And I want to try it.
Where is the Plaza?
It is right there on the corner side around towards the hub. If you're going down Main Street.
Oh, okay.
On the right side. Right? Yeah, like across kind of from Casey's Corner next to the ice cream shop.
Okay.
Because Tony's is all the way up front.
Okay.
So I think I would pick there. And not that I would probably partake in this, but I think it's cool. They have bottomless milkshakes. Which bottomless milkshakes for me is one milkshake. That's all I'm not I can't imagine having more than one milkshake.
Wow. Mm-mm.
But I've heard such good things actually about their food. So okay. I would like to go
awesome.
There.
Awesome.
All right. Moving over to Epcot. And you're just a character lady, apparently.
Yes.
Where do you want to go for at Epcot that we've never been to?
How do you say that?
Akershus.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Royal. Is that the Royal? Is that called Akershus Royal Banquet Hall?
I think so.
It's like the full name. Why do you want to go there?
Because it's for the princesses. It's right there in Frozen.
Yeah, right there in Norway.
And yeah, it seems cool.
Well, you're full of descriptions today. This is going to be a fun one. That's it.
Well, I mean, excuse me. Because these are places you're telling me to tell people that we've never eaten. What do I describe? I don't know anything about
it. Like, why you want to eat there?
Because I've never eaten there, and that would be your
okay. There you go. Because I've never eaten there will just be your answer for every single one.
Right.
You've never eaten at any of these. So let's put that answer aside.
Okay.
Moving forward.
Okay.
I'm going to expect at least one good reason you want to eat there for each one coming up, okay? And it can't be because I've never eaten there.
All right, well, because it's in Norway and there's princesses.
Boom. That's much better. I went with Beer Garden.
Yeah.
And
honestly, I almost went with that, but...
Honestly, I don't even care as much about the food. I mean, I know Jared loves it because it's meat and you actually can get more meat with your meat. I don't even care as much about the food as much as I just want to experience that atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, you've got like the live kind of, I guess, entertainment going on. The only thing I'm not keen on is sitting with people I don't know because it is like group seating. So doing it, I would rather go where maybe it's like our family and another family. So we take up a whole table.
Yeah.
And then we don't have to sit with people we don't know. Like, I don't want to just eat plates full of meat next to a stranger. I don't think.
Yeah.
And I don't even really want to eat a giant plate full of meat. Like, I'm okay not eating like 80 different types of bratwurst and sausage,
mm-hmm.
but I do think it would be very interesting. I think
the
food, I mean, I've heard is good, but mostly I just want to do the atmosphere and the entertainment and all.
Okay. Well, I think it'd be fun because isn't it where the Steinhaus is?
Steinhaus. Right next to the Steinhaus is the beer garden.
And that's in Germany. So.
Although I imagine everyone just yells at you.
Why? No, we've been in there. They don't yell.
It's German though, and they always sound like they're yelling.
Oh, well. So you think they yell at you when you're eating?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I do.
Okay.
They just come around. I can't do it.
And
German
beer garden, accent. Do they serve beer too? Because, I mean.
I think, actually, I don't know if beer and wine is included. Because I want to drink out of a boot. Beer out of a Das Boot.
Okay.
Like they do in Germany. I imagine everywhere.
Isn't it just a Stein cup?
Well, the boot is
boot,
different from
really?
A Stein. I don't know if they serve. I don't know if they serve it out of Steins or not. Yeah.
That See, would be all cool. This would be interesting.
See, and these are the things we need to know. That's why this is an interesting episode, because you're right. We're kind of like saying we wouldn't eat at these places because we have never been to them, so we don't know exactly what they're like.
Right.
So that is part of it. But all right, let's move over to Hollywood Studios. This was a really hard one because we've pretty much eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And we've eaten every major place here.
Yes.
We've eaten at all the table service. Mm-hmm. We've eaten at almost all of the quick service. This is the only one that both of us have never eaten at is the one that you picked. That's like a true quick service.
And I picked Rosie's.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that is. Where is
it? It's down if you're heading down Sunset Boulevard over there. You know what? We have eaten there.
We have?
A long time ago. I think we've gotten pizza or something there. I mean, there's on the left as you walk down, there's Rosie's. There's Fairfax Fair. So I actually think we've eaten there a long time ago because it's standard. It's really standard. It's like burgers. It's pizza. It's I think they might even have hot dogs, French fries. Like,
right.
So I think that your answer is no good. But
well, then
we'll see what you think of mine, because while we have been here and we have gotten holiday treats and such and we've gotten drinks here, I went with Dockside Diner only because at some point in my life I do want to try one of these ridiculous hot dogs.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know if I want to eat the whole thing. I just want maybe a bite or two. Like, I do want to eat one. They've got one there with like pulled pork and coleslaw on it.
Oh. And so that's like Casey's Corner.
Very much so. Yeah. It's
do
it
you
really
wanna
is.
Eat the, do you want to eat one of those one day too?
Maybe. I figure they're pretty much the same. It's just, they're hard to look at. I think every time we walk by, it's one of those, every time somebody walks by with a tray, I always count how many are on the tray, and then I count how many people they have.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
I'm like, you each are going to eat one of those things?
That's funny.
So do you want Do you want to try one of those one day? We're gonna.
I mean, we would have
a hot dog.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what,
again, I would try it. Yeah.
Style.
Oh no.
Be romantic.
Not a hot dog.
No. I would just eat it in a corner, like huddled in a corner where no one could see me.
Yeah. So then, does that mean we have literally eaten every place in Hollywood Studios?
Yeah. I don't think you've ever done Fairfax Fair. Because I was there solo one time, and they have like a rice bowl, burrito bowl
that I got
that was good. I don't think you've actually eaten there, so do you want to eat there one time?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm going to change my...
That can be your pick then, is Fairfax Fair. Yep. I love that pick. I think it's an outstanding pick. All right. Next, we're going to go to Animal Kingdom. You can talk all about Animal Kingdom. We picked the same place.
Tiffin's.
Tiffin.
Yeah. Tiffin's.
I think it's literally the only place there we've never eaten.
Yeah.
Down to quick service, down to anything.
Yeah.
Why do you want to eat there?
Because we never have.
Here we go again. pretend we've never eaten anywhere at Animal Kingdom. I still feel like this would be kind of the number one pick. If we had not eaten anywhere else at Animal Kingdom, I mean, this is the signature, you know.
Yeah, you'd still pick this over Satali.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's hard to, I'm talking maybe sit downs. That's so hard to compare because you're talking money. I mean, you're talking a quick service where you can get a meal for each person for 10 to 11 bucks to a sit down where you get a meal for each person for like 30 to 50 bucks.
Right. That's true. The reason I want to eat at Tiffin's is because Tiffin's, whatever.
Got some extra teas.
Is because it's right there by Nomad Lounge. And we see it all the time. Like when you have to go to the restroom at Nomad, it's New Year's using Tiffin's bathroom as well. It looks neat. I've looked in there. It looks neat. And the food sounds good, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard a bad thing about the food.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we would go in there and Nomad Lounge would see us. And Nomad Lounge would like look like the doors would open. Somebody would walk out and the doors would open and Nomad Lounge would look in and be like, wait. Is that Rhonda and Jeremy in there? They didn't even come by and say hello. They didn't even come sit in me and have a drink. So I'm afraid that Nomad would be jealous.
Yeah,
I've never heard a bad thing about Tiffin's. In fact, I am so nervous to eventually eat there.
Why?
Because I've never heard a bad thing about it. Like it's been built up so much. Like if we should have gone when it first opened, because now it's built up so much, I'm worried if it can live up to what everybody else has built it up to be.
Right. We haven't eaten at the other place across where you eat. We've gotten drinks. Oh, we're gosh.
Like what land?
Africa. Where?
Oh, we've never. You know what? Tusker House.
Yes.
We've never eaten at Tusker House. That's true.
So
I actually, if somebody said, I will buy you a meal anywhere you've never eaten at Animal Kingdom, I would actually pick Tusker House over Tiffin's.
Why?
Simply because I don't feel like there's as much of a build up for it.
Yeah.
Like, again, I've never heard anything bad about Tusker House, but I feel like I know exactly what to get.
We
ended up canceling them. I totally didn't even think of Tusker House. That's actually a really good one. When we get into the places I potentially wouldn't go back to, maybe I'll elaborate a little bit more on Tiffin's pick.
Okay.
And what scares me. So we're going to move over to Disney Springs. Okay. And we actually both picked the same place here. And that is the brand new Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill.
Yes.
This is open very recently. There are several places we have not sat down and eaten.
Mm-hmm.
We have not done the new Terralina Crafted Italian. We've not done Paddlefish.
Right.
We've done and most other sit downs.
Not
a Wolfgang Puck Express.
Okay.
We have not done bongos.
Okay.
But I've heard you don't need to do bongos.
Okay.
So, yeah, this place looks great. It's another one that the early reviews have been really good. It's right there across from Chicken Guy.
Yep.
I would totally go. I've heard it's good, but I don't have like major expectations that I think I could be let down.
Right.
Which is always my fear.
Yeah.
We've not eaten at the new Planet Hollywood since they redid it. We ate there long ago before they redid it.
So is it better, they're saying?
It depends. You know, it's got the menu that is heavily influenced and created by Guy Fieri. It is a lot of, you know, mac and cheese and pulled pork on a burger. It's lots of big over-the-top right. foods. There's donkey sauces and other inappropriate-sounding condiment names and stuff. So I think that, yeah, it's not somewhere I'm rushing out to.
Right.
But even though it is an, I think it's an elevated food, I still get the sense of looking at the menu like you're just going to TGI Fridays that Guy Fieri did a makeover on.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Again, yeah. I love Guy Fieri, but I like him much more as a personality.
Right.
Whenever I've watched him, you know, when he's done his cooking shows, it is a lot of times just over the top stuff that I'm right. like, again, it all sounds good in theory, but right. I don't want to eat a whole burger smothered in mac and cheese and pulled pork.
Right.
Like a bite might be cool.
Yeah.
That's it. So,
I want to change my, thing.
No. Can't. Yeah. I wrote it in ink, permanent ink on this piece of paper.
I want to do homecoming.
That's a good pick. That's a very good pick. Yeah. That's another one for me. As good as I know it is, everything there is fried.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to have a cheat day.
True. And I'm going to throw in for Disney Springs, because now we're all over the place, because your next pick for resorts, you picked one that is not currently open. I'm going to go with one at Disney Springs that's not currently open, which is J.Leo.
Okay.
Which is coming here. When they say winter. So by the end of winter, whatever dates that actually, I can't remember when spring officially starts. Probably not until March sometime, I think.
Oh, so this winter.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I mean,
it's getting close to being done. That I'm so excited to eat at.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, next we're going to move over to resorts. And again, we got to pick two here. What are you going with first, which is not even open yet?
Toledo at Coronado Springs.
Yeah, we got reservations.
Yes. And you kind of see a pattern when I tell you my second one.
Mm-hmm.
It's California Grill.
We got the reservations.
Yes, contemporary. And obviously, I feel like the reasons is because it's all the way to the tippy top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, well, it sounds like, or do we know for sure, Toledo, you can see fireworks?
You were supposed to. And I believe that you're going to be able to see all of the fireworks.
Okay. So that's why.
Because, I mean, it's the tallest.
Right.
You've now got the tallest Disney built right. hotel. I mean, so yeah, I think you're supposed to be able to see like a 360 view depending on where you are.
Sweet. Well. Yep. That's why I want to go. And then same with California Grill, but also California Grill, I've heard nothing but good as well.
Oh, yeah.
Never totally. Nothing bad.
Yep. I have California Grill on my list, and we are eating there. We have reservations on Father's Day.
Yep.
Coming up in June.
Evening, right? We discussed that.
Yes, yep. Evening. I can't remember exactly what time. I'd really like to do some sushi there. I've heard it's great.
Okay.
You know, atmosphere is good, and you get to go out there and watch the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take your receipt back depending on when you eat, or if you actually are eating during the fireworks and have a good view, you
that
can catch them
neat.
Then. I feel like California Grill, when people say Walt Disney World restaurant, if somebody just said name five Walt Disney World restaurants, I feel like California Grill is going to be named first or second for most people that know Disney. It's just it's like
right.
it's like the signature.
Right.
You know, it's like name a hotel at Disney, Polynesian or Grand, you know,
right.
or Contemporary. Like
right.
name those three at the Monorail Loop. For this, I feel like it's the same thing. You just go California Grill. Name another one. California Grill bar. You know, like it's synonymous with Walt Disney World, I think.
Okay.
For my other one, I went with Narcoossee's at Grand Floridian.
Oh.
That is the one that's right there, like on the water that we walk past. And I know Brian, you know, our listener, Brian, and his group, they ate there their last trip. They ate everywhere last trip. I was just, their food picks were amazing. And I remember the ones from Narcoossee's. There's lots of like fresh seafood, lobster dishes.
Awesome.
There's, I mean, to me, that seems like such a great spot. And eating at the Grand Floridian would be very cool.
Yeah. And it's on the water like that. It's pretty.
Yeah, very.
It was a very pretty building.
Yes. Yeah. Just it, and it looks like the atmosphere. Everything mm-hmm. is awesome. All right. We've discussed. Is there any just bonus you want to throw in of a place you'd really like to eat that we haven't? I will say this, but I don't know when we will ever eat there. Victoria and Albert's is certainly on my list.
Oh.
But boy, talk about. A price versus what you're getting, which I know that it is absolutely the highest of quality, handcrafted by a chef specifically for you, all right. of this stuff, but boy, is it expensive. Mm. And that's always my fear because And that's why, you know, I'm kind of leading into places we maybe wouldn't go back to. I've said so many times, you know, Disney certainly, I'm perfectly fine with people saying, well, it's more expensive because it's Disney.
Right.
Totally right. Okay with that. Agree 100%.
Right.
But I don't think it should ever be, and I've said this before, I don't think it should ever be an excuse for lack of quality.
Okay.
So I think those two need to like live together.
Uh-huh.
And get married and go quality, more expensive because it's Disney. That's fine.
Right.
Don't just say, you know, oh, I went to this place at Disney. It was pretty expensive. Well, how was the food? Oh, it was just like every other place. Well, then bump up the food quality a little bit if the price, price goes up. So,
yeah.
So we're going to go through, we're going to do the same thing of places we wouldn't care to go back to.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, care. Not, I wouldn't go back there. That place was horrible because there's not one on our list that I think we wouldn't ever go back to.
Correct.
These are ones we just think there's either something better.
Right.
Or we wouldn't rush back there because it just wasn't that great. All right. And we're going to pick again, one each from Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, Disney Springs, and a resort. So what did you select? How dare you from Magic Kingdom?
Cosmic Grey Starlight Cafe, because I think we just wore it out in the beginning.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, we just ate there time and time again. Yep. So it's not that I wouldn't go back. I would like to do other things, which then we started.
Yeah.
You know, we did Sleepy Hollow, you know, we've done so. Or sometimes we're only there until a certain time and then we have reservations somewhere else that we're trying to get to. Don't get me wrong. I would totally go back if there wasn't another option, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I've done everything, every single thing in Magic, then yes, I would possibly go, well, we're just grabbing something to eat real quick, or I mean, I don't know, but
yeah.
And I like that they redid it and opened up a lot more seating.
They're still
seating.
Working on it some. They definitely fixed a lot of the issues, the previous issues, because remember, you used to have to go to a specific bay for specific items. So if, for example, the kids wanted a cheeseburger, but you and I were going to split the chicken,
we'd have to go to separate.
You'd have to
bays,
go to separate bays.
Now are they
now,
all?
Now I'm
the
pretty
same?
Sure everything's at the same bay. They've reworked all the bays. They've added all this additional seating. They're still working on it. They're opening new sections. So
yes, because when I went and got the sippers, they were.
That's right.
One bay was closed.
Yeah. So
that's why there's
so they
lines.
Fixed a lot of the problems that in the past I would have said I wouldn't potentially go back. But there's just not an item there that I think of I have to have. Like, you know, we've been to Pecos Bill a ton, but we love those nachos.
Right, and see, that's another thing. The Cosmic Greys, I mean, I don't know if it's just because everybody goes there too, but the lines are always crazy. And even when we go to Pecos Bill, I mean, there's not been a crazy line.
Yeah.
So that's the reason for me.
So I went with, and this is, I went with Casey's Corner.
Why?
I don't get it. We got one time from there. We got corn dogs. Which were corn dogs. They were fine. They're the mini corn dogs. And we got fries,
good.
Which were fries, which were fine. Again, everything's fine. But this is another place. It is always slammed.
Yeah.
Always a line out the door. Always crazy. And while at some point I would like to try a big, gigantic hot dog, it is not on my regular to-do list each day.
Yeah.
And that's what they're serving, is giant hot dogs. I also think that these hot dogs of the month that they're creating, they're missing out on, because they're not being, they're basically just saying, we have to create a hot dog of the month. All right. Throw a bunch of crap on it. Okay. There it is. It's a whatever dog, a Mediterranean dog. It's a, like right now they have a buffalo chicken hot dog, right? Mm. So they took their regular hot dog, put buffalo chicken dip on top and some cheese. Why would you not take and make a chicken hot dog or sausage? Then top it with like buffalo sauce,
right?
Blue cheese crumbles, shredded or shaved celery. Like, to me, I just don't think I don't think they're trying hard enough.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you got to think too. I mean, that is nice in theory, but you know, when
I think
you're
it's great that they're able.
Out,
to, yeah, I think it's great that they're able to change up the menu with these each month. But this is more so the fact that I don't want to eat a footlong hot dog on any regular basis. Like, if I end up having half of one in my life, I'll cross it off my bucket list. Like, I'll probably be done. I don't think I'll ever have to do it again.
Yeah.
So that's part of the fact. But the other real fact is, I mean, it's classic. It is mad. You know, that's a Magic mm-hmm. Kingdom. Like, that yeah. is Main Street. So uh-huh. I totally get that. Love the decor. Love the old timey baseball Casey's Corner thing. I just, it's always slam packed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to stand in that line. Even the mobile order is still like, you got to get through that crowd through those two yeah. front doors. So,
well, at least we know we can do that.
Yes, definitely. Epcot, don't let the kids listen to this episode because we both picked the same thing, yeah. and I feel absolutely horrible. But as we've stated in the past, we don't traditionally do lots of Epcot regular food places because we're always doing festivals.
Correct.
What did we both pick? Shh. Oh, they're at school. Nine they won't dragons. Hear. Say it again. Now you can say it louder. They're okay. not here. I forgot.
Nine Dragons.
I know why. Because it's not bad.
It's not bad.
And the kids love
The kids love it. I think... For us, and because you have widened my palate, it's, I hate to say it this way, because it's still good, but it's normal. And mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, which is nice to know that, oh, I can go to a sit down and have like normal food.
Yeah. Good Chinese food.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yep. We ate there with my parents. We've eaten there just us because the girls loved it and we wanted to actually sit down. And again, this is kind of like Starlight Cafe. We've done it twice and
more. Yeah, we've done it more than that. We've done it. I think we've done it a few times. I think we've done it two or three times with our family. We've done it once with your parents.
Yeah.
That's at least four, I think.
So again, kind of like that, there's other places yeah. I would like to eat. And again, if we've eaten everywhere in Epcot and there's no, well, or the girls pick and we let them
yeah.
and we just suck it up and eat it, which it is, again, it's not sucking it up and eating it because it's, you go and you eat it, it's good. Yeah. It's just.
But very, very P.F. Chang's. I think it's on the yeah. quality of a P.F. Chang's. Yeah. I think it's pretty close to the price of a P.F. Chang's.
Yeah. So, you know, which is good.
Yeah, I don't
to
think
hear.
It's ridiculously expensive. Right. We've right. always had good food there.
Yep.
The interaction is great. If you remember last time we went with the girls and the waiter
yes.
was like, you know, putting together the chopsticks for him the special way where he takes off the paper and he folds it up and gets a rubber band. Like, so it's always been a great experience.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just with you. It's not in my places I have to rush back to
right.
because it's an above and beyond type of quality or atmosphere.
Right.
Especially if you sit against the window, it heightens the atmosphere. If you sit more inside, I do feel like you're just sitting at any run-of-the-mill sit-down Chinese mm-hmm. food place.
I thought it was funny. We were Flower and Garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we sat there.
Yep.
And we were...
Yeah, they're the topiaries right outside the window.
And the window was open. And oh my gosh, it just looked like everybody kept looking at us yeah. and taking pictures.
Yep.
And of course,
funny.
They were doing the pandas, but it was yeah. quite funny.
It felt like we were zoo animals.
Yes.
They're like, and here in the natural habitat,
yep.
the Stein family dines on their favorite delicacy.
It was funny.
All right, let's move over to Hollywood Studios. I like your pick better than mine, but I'm going to keep my pick. What is your pick?
My pick is Hollywood and Vine.
Mm-hmm. It's been years.
It's been years. First of all, the kids are old now, yeah. and we wouldn't go back because it's Jake and who else is
It's all dependent on the meal still, based on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But when we went, it was Handy Manny, Doc McStuffins, and Jake.
Mm-hmm.
One, I will say, one of my favorite character experiences we've ever had.
Yeah.
Because Kaylin was literally in love with Jake.
Yes.
The pirate. And
it was
blushed.
It was adorable.
It was awesome, but
I don't remember the food though. Mm-mm. Food was, I'm sure, fine. Obviously, yeah.
I remember it being. I remember it being perfectly fine. Buffet cafeteria food.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So,
no, I actually really do like that pick. I went with sci-fi.
I just started to say, why did you like? You're keeping yours. Why? And why do you like mine?
Well,
better?
I just want to be different sometimes. So, I think Hollywood Vine is very good pick based on our lives now, because mm-hmm. you're right. There's no need to go back and do those characters.
Right.
The food was not outstanding. The atmosphere was cool. And they did like yeah. little, you know, kind of dance parties throughout mm-hmm. it. And that was, I remember the desserts being pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm not traditionally big on dessert. I like that pick. I just went with sci-fi.
Why?
I don't know. The food has never stood out to me. I think it's perfectly fine food, but I'd equate it to a chain much like a Chili's, a TGI Fridays, and Applebee's.
Okay.
And it is,
I don't see that.
To me, it is just so dependent on where you're sitting, how you're served. Like, there's so much dependent on it because you're in a dark, dark room. I mean, it has a great, cool atmosphere.
It does. But you're right. It is.
But it hasn't changed.
My flashlight.
Yeah, seriously. I had to use a flashlight on a phone to see our food. The kids have fallen asleep in it because it's so dark and it was the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And as much as I like it, I wish they would do something different with what's on the screen. Like, I'd rather, I totally get the theory is you're at an old drive-through where they're playing these B movies, these horror movies. I think it'd be neat if they just showed some different stuff. Like, maybe you show classic Disney movies.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, go way back and show the classic stuff. Now, you don't want to show a whole movie. This is part of the problem. You could show shorts. You could show something else. You can't show a whole hour and a half long movie because then people will sit there for an hour and a half to watch it.
Right.
Or they'll come in the middle of it. So I just wish they'd switch it up, but or they'd do something a little more inventive with the menu. You know, to me, it's still very burgers, fries, milkshakes, which I do feel like I can get most anywhere. So that was kind of the reason I ended up going with it. So.
Cool.
All right. Let's move on to Animal Kingdom. And we pick the same place. And you are free to tell the story.
We picked Rainforest Cafe. Excuse me. Because whose birthday was it?
Last January, I think, during Caitlin's birthday weekend. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Didn't she pick it? Or was it Lacey? Somebody
remember.
They
we were heading to Hollywood Studios, and we wanted to eat lunch.
Yep.
And as we're leaving Animal Kingdom, we go, well, there's Rainforest Cafe. We haven't eaten at one of those in a long time.
Right. And the girls were older, and I think the girls were like, they want to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we all went, and we each got our own meal.
Yeah.
Another time that we usually don't.
Yeah, food's fine. They've got a big menu. I mean, again, it's
food was fine.
Chain restaurant food.
Right.
It's fine.
So we ate, and Lacey had burgers, and I think Kaylin had mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left and headed over to Hollywood Studios, and we did the Great Movie Ride.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I like,
rest in peace.
I know. Now that hindsight, I kind of like, Lacey was a little, excuse me, she acted tired. She didn't like act 100% right. So she wanted you to carry her to, from their Great Movie Ride to Beauty and the Beast, because we were going to go see it, the stage show. And we were kind of like, no, you can walk. But then we went ahead, you picked her up and carried her. And so we go and get our seats, and she's like, I don't feel good. And she has done this before. And, you know, we're like, you're fine. You're fine.
Kind of. There's plenty of times before this. We're not horrible people or horrible parents. We know our child. And there have been so many times she has cried wolf.
Yes.
Because she didn't want to do something, or she just, whatever.
Right.
She wanted to get her way.
Right.
That's what I thought it was.
And I agree.
And then I kept thinking that.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know if it was my mother instinct, but all of a sudden I was like, I don't think she's kidding. So I'm like, babe, I'm going to take her to the bathroom. And so he's like, okay. We get to the top of the stairs. Unfortunately, she vomits everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then she does it again. And then on the third time, I picked her up and like put her, there's the wall that like there's bushes.
Yeah, the bushes and stuff. You hung her over there. Cast members came immediately, right?
Oh,
and started
immediately.
Helping and cleaning asking what you needed. I yelled,
Jeremy, let's go.
So then I ran up there and you know, we headed out early, and she was bad the whole way home. We had to stop once for her to go to the bathroom. She was pale. And she fell asleep with her eyes open, and it was the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life in the back of the car.
And poor thing. And it was so funny because the cast members were really nice, and there is a first aid area, and they were like, you can go in there, you can get cool, you can. And I just had this feeling, because we were going home, that I was
going
like
home that day anyway,
right, that I was like, we gotta get home,
yeah,
because we could just be in there all day, like, I mean, so we gotta go.
And I will say, this is a memory that we put with Rainforest. We don't truly believe or think that it was caused by the food at Rainforest,
but
we're
not sure
positive,
because only her had it.
Yes. And it was about a 24-hour type thing. But she did run fever, I believe.
And then the next morning, I think it was the next morning when she ended up throwing up. And that's when I was like, okay, maybe it wasn't
food. And that's where, so again, we don't, you know, we didn't bother like calling back. I don't believe it was associated with that. I do think it was something. We had gone hard that whole weekend for her, you know, for Kaylin's birthday. We had, I remember it being a warmer January weekend. And I think that a lot of it was actually that she got sick. But years and years and years ago, I got the stomach bug the night of eating at P.F. Chang's. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with P.F. Chang's. I am 1,000% confident. Had nothing to do with P.F. Chang's.
But
I got the stomach bug, but I will forever associate being sick with having eaten at P.F. Chang's. So I've never been back to P.F. Chang's since.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this does, I think, with Rainforest.
She does, because we've joked and said, Lacey, you want to go to Rainforest?
And she's like, no!
And she gets almost mad or wants to hit
us. It used to be that we never went to Rainforest because she was scared to death of it.
Right. Because when we did go the one time, like, I think I had to get up and walk out. Like, it was,
we had to carry her out. I mean, she used to not want to go near the rainforest, anywhere near it at Disney Springs because of the volcano. It scared her to death. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So let's move on
She just has
Well, let's move on to Disney Springs, and I'll just go with mine first. It's not Rainforest, but it's T-Rex Cafe. Again, not that it's bad. I just have no reason to go back. There. It's not really for our family. It was a long time ago. I think the kids were scared. It's Rainforest for dinosaurs. You know, it's Rainforest Cafe for dinosaurs. Yep. We've got two girls. They aren't huge into dinosaurs. Yep. I think dinosaurs are cool, but I don't have to eat with them. And I think the food, while it's fine, is nothing spectacular.
Right.
And this is more of, there are so many other amazing places to eat at Disney Springs. I don't want to spend my time or money at a T-Rex cafe.
Oh, right.
It's as simple as that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So where did you go? Because I find this one is very interesting, but I think we've eaten there twice, and I think overall we still wouldn't rush back even though our second time was good, right? What do you think?
Yes, I agree.
And where are we talking? So you can pronounce it right.
Frontera Casina.
Yes. That's how we were told to say it.
Okay. We gave it a second chance. Unfortunately, our first ever experience was, I can pretty much put it up there with horrible.
Yeah. And we said we would not be back after that. I mean, pretty much. We knew we would, but we said we wouldn't.
Yeah. It was one of those things where we said we wouldn't, but then we were like, oh man, we do this podcast thing and we have to.
Yeah. We have to give another shot.
So we did. And it was neat because we went after the meetup and the kids were hungry and we're trying to like do where it was all good for everybody, and that's where we picked.
And we easily got a reservation.
Yes. Very soon.
I mean, I literally got a reservation like 15 minutes ahead of time on MDE.
Yeah.
And so that was a big part of why we picked it as well. Yes. Could accommodate, because we had a group of 9 or 10, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and the food was redeemed.
Mm-hmm. And the service was redeemed.
And the service was hugely redeemed, and she was amazing. Yep. And the food was redeemed, I think, because we got other things. But I mean, we could have probably gotten the same thing and it may be the same. So that's just where, again, this is a situation where, like other ones I've talked about, I just wouldn't go back because there's other places to eat.
And I still think if you average out our two visits, it still doesn't warrant rushing back, especially on the second visit. When I went to go to the bathroom, and much like Crystal Palace, there was poo.
Not the character.
Yes. On the floor, I will apologize again. I did not go out and say anything, and I 100% should have. Mm-hmm. That was my fault, and I will certainly do that in the future. I hope I don't have to. But that right there, I remember walking in going, and this was before we sat down. Like, I sat down, everybody else, and I'm like, oh, no. This is going to be bad again. And then, yes, the service, the food was excellent.
Yep.
But I think if you weigh both of those together, it's still not one that I would deem worthy of just rushing back to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Let's move on. Our final little one is resorts. And where did you go at resorts? Because this was a very, very hard pick because we've not had any places that we hated or anything.
Right. Which is great news.
Wonderful.
So it was hard, and I kept thinking and kept thinking, and then I was like, well, so you got Port Orleans Riverside and you got Port Orleans French Quarter. And being at Port Orleans French Quarter and then going to Riverside, I would go to French Quarter's food court yeah. every time.
So it's, for you, it's more of a something better is closer.
Yes.
Right.
So Riverside Mill Food Court is what I'm talking about at mm-hmm. Port Orleans Riverside. And it's fine. I think we actually were room. We were waiting on our room and yeah, we were sat there for a long time.
Yeah, we did.
And I think we got some food.
Yep.
And it was fine, mm-hmm. but French Quarter just has a much more extensive mm-hmm. and amazing.
Yep. I think better themed food
yeah.
to the Port Orleans type yeah. thing. I'm with you there.
Where'd you pick?
I went
mm-hmm.
with Gico.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm going to kind of go back in my fear of finally eating at Tiffin's. You know, Gico for me had been talked up so much
mm-hmm.
and the food was great.
Mm-hmm.
The service, possibly the best we've ever had.
It was amazing.
I think this is a atmosphere wise, this is a wonderful date night spot. Probably one of the best we've been to as far as a date night.
Okay.
More so than a family.
So why are you not coming back?
Because of the price. To me, the price, we had drinks, we had app, we each got our own meal,
mm-hmm.
we had dessert, but we're talking, this came out to, this is a $200 meal.
Mm-hmm.
We could go do the same thing, an app, drinks, two entrees, dessert at Sebastian's, which we have done recently,
yeah.
and paid under half that. And to me,
yeah.
the food quality at Sebastian's was as good, maybe better. So that's the only reason. And,
okay.
and it's just, you know, I've said that in the past. I got the steak I had at Sebastian's, to me, was better than the steak I had at Gico, but half the price.
Right.
You know, I mean, I spent a $50 steak at Gico.
Right.
That has to really, really live up to it.
Right.
And while it was a good steak, to me, it wasn't a $50 steak. So it's the only reason I'm picking it.
Okay.
I do think it's not a place that I would ever tell someone, don't go there. I would just set those expectations that, you know, it is expensive, but it is an absolute amazing service, amazing atmosphere. It's a great experience.
Right.
Just be ready to fork over a lot of money. And
yeah.
I don't know if you'll be blown away.
Right.
That's all. Whereas like Sebastian's, blown away.
Right.
By everything on their menu. So it's the only reason I picked Gico. And that's my fear with Tiffin's now. You know, is going to Tiffin's
okay.
and getting a $50 steak and going, oh no, this isn't really a $50 steak. I could go to Sebastian's and still get one better.
Right.
That's all. So.
Okay.
But I think that's fair. I mean, really, there isn't any place, you know, Frontera kind of redeemed itself. Redeemed yourself. kind of redeemed itself. That would have been the only place in the past that would have been like, no, don't go there.
Right.
And now I wouldn't even say that. So,
yep.
you know, I, it's funny. I just saw some tweets recently from people that were basically just going, why is it still acceptable that Disney has horrible food? Walt Disney World has horrible food and all the other parks get great food. And there's all these great places in Orlando. I don't see it.
Okay.
I really don't. Yeah. I mean, I think we've had some incredible meals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love to eat on property. I love the atmospheres. I love the different themes.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to their good restaurants, they are good.
Yeah.
You know, and I even think outside of burgers, fries, chicken tenders that everybody can do the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think Disney does a wonderful job.
Yeah,
I agree. And every resort, when you have a quick service, is themed to that resort. So you're getting different things. I mean, I like Disney food. I did not approve that tweet. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, we're going to post this out in the Capture the Magic community. We would love to hear places that you're looking forward to eating at that you've never eaten at.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are places, you know, I mean,
wouldn't go back.
Well, yeah, that you wouldn't go back. And we do like to try and keep things honest, but still somewhat positive. You know,
yeah.
we don't, you know, I mean, again, it's just for me, this is all honest criticism. Because other people might go and say, every single place you guys said you wouldn't rush back to are my favorite places at Disney.
Right.
And they could be like, in every place that you said you want to eat at, I think stinks. And that's everybody's opinion. That's what I love
right.
about it. So we'd love to keep the conversation going in the community as we always do. If you want notes to see all our picks, because you didn't sit down and write them down, we do all our notes for Club 32.
Yep.
And Club 32 is kind of a private subscription-based club. But what it does is the funds that go into Club 32 go into the network. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't a way for us to make money or put money in our pockets. This is a way for us to help fund the show. It's the reason the Diz Dudes got to go out on its own and get its own hosting. Oh. Club 32 is the reason that we got to do a whole bunch of Festival of the Arts booths and foods that we might not have originally. There's going to be, and we give a lot back. You know, we give live streams back. We give extra episodes, extra content. We're working on some audiobooks that we're going to give to everybody. If you sign up for a year subscription, you get a Club 32 t-shirt. You get 20% off Capture the Magic merchandise. You know, so we want to give back more than you're putting in.
Yes.
Because we appreciate you guys supporting us. So we really, really want to support you even more.
Yes.
And if you've not done so already, as we mentioned before, please go out, subscribe to the Capture the Magic feed, subscribe to the Diz Dudes. Hopefully you're subscribing here at Main Street Magic, and leave every single one of us a rating and review.
Yes, because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.